People are sending me expensive luggage now. I don't even know. Oh, yeah, because of packing Dylan Gabriel's bags, and you said it would be easier to pack Dylan Gabriel's bags than
Joe Flacco's.
Than Joe Flacco's or Shedeur Sanders. To which Mitch found, because there's something you can find for everything. Sports Illustrated from Matt Ryan. This is back in May. Boy, they've been doing summer hacks since May. Shedeur Sanders flexes $5,900 luxury bag at Browns minicamp in casual two legendary fit. Good God almighty.
Yeah, there really is a luxury item for everything.
You sent me this thing called Hermes. This is
Hermes.
Oh, you know, yeah. I can't even say it right.
Ken's only getting Hermes.
Your wife lets you get away with that when she tells you to go get her some Hermes?
I've never heard of this brand in my entire life. The luggage is $13,000. The luggage is 13 grand. What a show we've had this week. $350 sushi.
We really know how to connect with our audience.
13 grand. Which, by the way, can I update you real quick?
Yes.
So you brought up the restaurant that your buddy went to, $350 just to sit in the place for your sushi.
The Tokyo-style omakase. Was it 24 courses.
Courses, yes. And somebody who's a listener sent me, they went to San Francisco. They were only $225 a person. However, they sent me the bill. They sent me a picture of the bill. I'm not going to give away their name or anything like that. It was him and four other people. Oof. Do you want to know what the entire damage, don't overguess because it kills
you. Yeah, I know.
But do you want to know what the entire damage was at this sushi place before we get back into shipping off Dylan Gabriel?
There's four of them?
There's five of them.
Well over $2,000, probably $3,000.
Owen?
24/7/5.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lima is going to the Showcase Showtown. They came in at $3,160.01.
Expensed?
Good game.
I don't know. If they were, they are doing very well there. It was $225 a person. The Wagyu they sent a picture of was fantastic. Then there's the bottles. They got sake for $400, $200 each on the bottle. $180 for something I can't even pronounce. Another liquor I can't even pronounce. And another liquor I can't even pronounce. There was something called the SF, which is San Francisco surcharge, I'm guessing.
So this is something I'm seeing in Cleveland now.
106.
We're getting the San Francisco shirt.
Which is weird. They shouldn't call it that.
$106 for the surcharge.
Ours would be 216.
Subtotal before gratuity was $2,200 $2,220. $444 on the 20% gratuity. They left a $150 tip.
And I looked
on
up
top of the gratuity.
I looked up the place because you told us the name.
Yeah,
they have a kids menu.
All right.
How much chicken nugs?
How much?
The kids set. All right.
How much are the chicken fingers or the fish sticks?
You get to take home a kid.
It's like I guess a bento box. I don't know.
Yeah.
$65 for the kid. You got to be 8 and under.
Ketchup included or no?
No, it is chicken thighs seasoned with salt and pepper. It does not say. You get corn with barbecue sauce, though.
$65?
Yeah.
You're eating every single morsel.
Yeah. They actually bring Miss Rachel to the table.
All right, back to the Dylan Gabriel. You want to play that clip real quick? Here's Jonathan Peterlin shooting his mouth off about Dylan Gabriel after you drive. I'll busk for a second until he can find it because that was dumb by me. Here's Jonathan Peterlin and Danny Cunningham. Jonathan saying that 99% of fans would pack Dylan Gabriel's bags for him right now.
It boils down to something interesting. Like, how willing are you to move one of the two rookies instead of one of the two veterans?
I would be willing to move Dylan Gabriel. I really would. And I would be willing to move Kenny Pickett, too.
I bet 99% of our fan base can say, I'll pack Dylan Gabriel's bags for him.
Yeah.
You know, I'll make that move 11 times out of 10. If you can get a charcuterie board and a pick for Dylan Gabriel, I'll go ahead and take that. And I think a lot of people would be willing to say that about Kenny Pickett, excuse me. I don't think anybody in our audience right now is willing to say that about Shedeur Sanders.
I would agree with that.
I'm not going to find anybody that's going to say that about Shedeur.
That's crazy. You call somebody up. Hey, I'm willing to move Dylan Gabriel. Did you just draft him in the third round? Yeah, go ahead and cut him. What are you talking about? Man, we're going to trade Dylan Gabriel?
Happening.
No one's trading. You're not trading Dillon Gabriel. The fans aren't trading Dillon Gabriel. Because that's the question. Would the fans do it? And the Browns, everybody knows. Eddie and Westlake called in. Everybody knows the Browns ain't going to do it. But you can't tell me Browns fans, far and wide, 99% of them are willing to trade away Dillon Gabriel right now? No. Tim in Syracuse, New York. He's listening on the Free Odyssey app. He's next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, Ken. I totally agree with you. There's no way that Dillon Gabriel's getting traded. Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, I totally see it. There's no way they're trading away potential young talent. I'd rather see Gabriel and Sanders start 12 games this year than Flacco and Pickett.
I agree. I think a lot of fans think that way. Hold on. Flacco and Pickett? Or I should say Pickett and Flacco? Flacco? I think a lot of fans love Joe Flacco, Tim.
I agree. I think a lot of fans do love him, but I think we've already seen his ceiling. I mean,
okay, that's a good point.
We're going to wait 7 games for him to get tired and start throwing pick sixes?
More than likely. I think, honestly, because this is a delicate dance. This is why, for me, like I probably wouldn't have traded for Kenny Pickett, but I didn't know what they were planning on doing, Tim. Thank you very much for the call. Like, when they traded for Kenny Pickett, I'm not sure exactly when they did. Was that before or after Jimmy Haslam had said, like, hey, we're not forced to take on a quarterback this year? Because that, when the owner's willing to say it, that's what changed, I think, a lot of people's opinions in town, in the media, as well as the fan base on taking a quarterback.
Say they traded before that.
Okay, so if they traded before Kenny Pickett, it's like, okay, Kenny's going to start the season, and then we'll have someone else. Then they brought Joe Flacco in. Then I really just thought they were going to take just Dillon Gabriel, or not. They were going to take a third quarterback, and that's it. Didn't think they were going to take Dillon Gabriel. And that's going to be it. I think with Joe, reasonably for a lot of fans, I think Joe keeps your attention to start things off because you did go to the playoffs in 2023. There's good memories there. But also, you're getting an adult in the room. Hate to keep bringing up that term. You're getting a real adult in the room. A guy that you know the locker room does respect. A guy that a lot of the fan base respects. You want to talk about 99%? I think 99% of the fan base really respects Joe Flacco. And yeah, I know that gas is going to run out probably sooner than later, and then eventually you're going to move on to the other QBs. And I don't know if that's Kenny Pickett or Dillon Gabriel or Shador Sanders or which one is the odd man out, other than I don't think that Shador Sanders is getting traded or getting cut at all, and I really don't think Dillon Gabriel is getting cut at all. But I think they may just roll with Kenny Pickett to start the season, and that concerns me. Because I don't know the type of leadership that Kenny Pickett has been able to show within this locker room so far this year. It's very early in the process. And you listen to different people. Aditi has said it the whole way through. Good teammate, good guy, that whole deal. But on the other side of it, Pittsburgh said every bad thing you could about the guy on his way out the door. So I have to take everything and say, what can he prove? It's already been proven. It's already been proven with Joe Flacco. Kenny Pickett hasn't proven anything, and the other two are rookies. So you want to see what the other two are able to do. So with the fan base, I really don't think that the fan base wants to move on from any of the guys right now, maybe. Maybe Kenny Pickett the most, that's
it. Well, Pickett was the first one.
But I don't think any of them really want to do it.
And I think you led the charge on that until, you know, he ended up being the guy they're talking about getting real reps.
Well, wait, hold on. Don't act like I'm rah-rah on Kenny Pickett here. You know what I think of Kenny Pickett. I'm not going to sit there and lie to people out of nowhere. That ain't going to happen.
No, what I'm saying is you led the charge when he was in Pittsburgh of, holy cow, they're putting their hopes and dreams behind Kenny Pickett. Even the way you would say Kenny Pickett's name, it was very dehumanizing.
Yeah, you do that. Well, not dehumanizing for crying out loud. Let's not go that far.
But yeah, human to you.
You load the language. You load the lips. That's how you do it. You know how to do it. I know how to do it, and damn it, I did it. Because he was a Pittsburgh Steeler. Now he's a Brown. I still don't have a lot of faith in him. I hope that changes because I'm open-minded about all four guys. Joe, we all know more than we know about the other three. I don't think any fan is packing anybody's bags for anybody right now, for that matter. They're in mini camp. Pack back for what? Because we want to see Shador get all the reps we can? I mean, there's probably some people out there. But there's probably some people out there for every opinion you could possibly think of. But when we're talking majorities, I think the vast majority of Browns fans are going, hey, as of right now, as of June 12th and probably June 13th and 14th, they're taking a quarterback with one of those picks or both of those picks to move up in the first round next year. So let's see what any of these guys have. And I think Browns fans at quarterback right now are as open-minded as they've ever been. And I would love for any of these fans to prove me wrong, because right now I'm getting a bunch of people just agreeing.